From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A large crowd of education workers who belong to the Canadian Union of Public Employees gathered outside Timmins Conservative MPP George Peary's constituency office today. It's day one of a strike and protest against the legislation imposing a contract on the 55,000-member bargaining unit. Local 8888 President Rick Rasico says despite the use of the notwithstanding clause, QP intends to challenge it in court.
Today is the protest with George Peary. We have pickets at Service Ontario, like in Iroquois Falls, Town Hall in CAP. All the little towns have a protest in front of their government buildings, more or less.
Education Minister Stephen Lecce refers to today's action as an illegal strike. He adds that the government has filed a submission to the Ontario Labour Relations Board and will use any tool available to get students back into the classroom. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says all parents and Canadians should be extremely worried about the suspension of one of our most fundamental rights, collective bargaining. Justin Trudeau was asked today about the Ford government passing that legislation, making the strike by the education workers illegal. He says it's a very, very serious thing to suspend people's rights and freedoms. Trudeau says he spoke to union leaders this morning and talked with Premier Doug Ford earlier in the week and expressed his disappointment about the government's actions. He says his government is looking at all of its options to deal with use of the notwithstanding clause. Good news this afternoon for that Costco run to Sudbury you've been planning for the weekend. Highway 144 is open in both directions again from Timmins to Sudbury. It had been shut down since Wednesday as far down as the watershed due to a fatal three-transport collision. A major intersection in downtown Timmins has been shut down by a water main break underneath it. It's at the corner of Algonquin Boulevard and Cedar Street, right in the shadow of City Hall. The city says it could be late Sunday morning by the time it can reopen Algonquin between Pine and Cedar Streets, as well as Cedar between 3rd and 5th Avenues. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.